Because I said so. The truth behind the myths, tales, and warnings every generation passes down to its kids. By Ken Jennings. Narrated by Ken Jennings. Copyright 2012 by Ken Jennings. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Preface. I was sitting in my parents' kitchen not long ago when my young son Dylan came whipping around the corner with a grape Tootsie Pop firmly clamped in his teeth. "Whoa, slow down," I said. "What if you tripped and fell on your face? The lollipop stick would get jammed right through the roof of your mouth." Dylan's eyes got wide. "Could that really happen?" I had to admit, I had no idea. This was something my mother had told me repeatedly while I was growing up. But it's not like I'd ever dug into the relevant medical literature or consulted with surgeons. What do you do when a 9-year-old calls your bluff? "Of course it's true," I told him. "Go sit down at the table until you're done with your lollipop. Just like with terrorists and bears, you can't show any doubt or weakness." I found my mom and asked her to back me up. "It's true about lollipop sticks and horrific puncture wounds, right?" She had no idea. "That's what Grandma used to tell us," she said. "I think it also happens in a Haim Potok novel. The Chosen, maybe?" I was horrified. A fact I'd confidently passed along to my trusting children turned out to be third-hand rumor confirmed only by a novelist? A novelist slash rabbi, but still. And it turns out the lollipop injury isn't in The Chosen anyway. It's from In the Beginning. What else had I been inadvertently misleading them about? Washing behind their ears? Chewing with their mouths closed? Was our whole life together a huge lie? That's the dirty secret of parenting. It's a big game of telephone stretching back through the centuries and delivering garbled, well-intended medieval bromides to the present. Possible misinformation like the lollipop thing never gets corrected. It just goes into hibernation for a few decades and then jumps out to snare a new generation like a 17-year cicada.